This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Besh with my friend and colleague Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And we're looking at yet another incident in the Spratly Island area, the Philippines, part of the South China Sea. Could be a provocation. Heretofore, there was always a moment to say it was an accident. However, at sea is a place where provocations happen traditionally, and they lead to bad consequences. For example, 31 October 1941, the Reuben James, the USS Navy destroyer, was positioned between off of Iceland between a German submarine known as U-552 and a supply ship, an ammunition ship, in the convoy. The U-boat opened fire and the Reuben James sank. October 1941. You're right. Before Pearl Harbor. You're right. What happened? The decision was made in Washington not to retaliate. We know what happened 2 months later. So, Jim, I raise that point because it's burned into your learning as a naval officer that to duck your head and turn away from a provocation at this scale invites worse. So I come to this question. The decision to ram after the incident of using the water cannon, would that have been an order directly from high command? Would they have, the captain had time to call in and say, do you give me permission to do more? Or the Beijing or who's ever in charge of the naval vessel called in and said, ram it? Does that make sense, Jim?
I don't believe that this is the action of an aggressive or independent captain. This is being put forward by the People's Republic of China to obtain what they have said they wanted, which is to have sovereignty over the entirety of the South China Sea. That is their strategic goal of the Chinese Communist Party. So when I see 15 maritime militia vessels, 5 Coast Guard vessels, 1 PLA Navy warship, and this, I had the class wrong. This is a Zhao Tou class cutter. It's actually larger than a Zhangjiao corvette. It's over 10,000 tons. It's one of the biggest Chinese Coast Guard cutters that they have. It's bigger than our destroyers. And so the fact that this is all being done and orchestrated together, and it's going from Scarborough to Sandy Cay down to Second Thomas Shoal, these kind of three main areas, is shows a consistent pattern of operations by the PRC, and it's not independent of a single captain of a ship or a Coast Guard vessel. This is something that's being directed by the party. And given what all that's going on with the economic trade war between the People's Republic of China and the United States and other things, you know, with the rare earth elements and all of that's going on, you have to imagine that Xi Jinping and the Communist Party are working together on a concerted effort on where to apply pressure against the United States and to achieve their objective, which is to have sovereign control over those waters. And they'd like to do it short of a shooting war, but they're increasingly going towards that hard power option. And the closer they get to that is when, as you said in your opening statement to this question, that's when accidents can occur or when conflict can raise its head and result in, conflict, open conflict.
Gordon, we have a couple of minutes.
Jim, do you think that the Chinese have been deterred by President Marcos's statement that a death will start a war? Or do they just sort of ignore that as rhetoric?
I think they're concerned with it to a degree. I think they take him seriously. They pay attention to what he says. And they're trying to break him. They're trying to break his ability. And so I think that's why we haven't seen, you know, just an out and out, you know, one of these large Chinese cutters just, you know, drive right over a Filipino Coast Guard vessel or Bureau of Fisheries vessel. I think they could do that today without any problem and swamp or sink one of those ships with no problem. And they haven't done it yet. So they're giving some respect to that. But it would be nice if the United States would maybe add some strength to President Marcos's statements by having our ships there. At least that's my recommendation.
Right now, Jim, we can expect another incident. Is that a fair surmise? 30 seconds.
Yes, indeed. There's no question. We will see another incident. This is not going to stop until we confront this problem. And if we don't, then the treaty will be called into question. And if we don't follow up on the treaty, then, you know, there's severe consequences for that.
Captain James Fennell, United States Navy retired intelligence officer, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,